Welcome to episode 624 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past 7 weeks, we've been airing a series called Perspectives on Easter, focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter.
Today, there is no monologue, but we do have a bonus top 10, 10 Easter verses that should inspire you. But before we get to that, consider John 11 verse 25. These are the words of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. This is the fifth of the seven I am statements of Jesus. Lazarus, a good friend of the Lord's, was dead. Earlier, Jesus had heard that his good friend was sick, but instead of going to visit Lazarus, Jesus stayed where he was for 2 more days. He explained to his puzzled disciples that the sickness was for God's glory, that God's Son may be glorified through it. After Lazarus died, Jesus began a journey to Bethany, Lazarus's home. Ultimately, Jesus brings his friend back to life. When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he was claiming to be the source of both. There is no resurrection apart from Christ, and there is no eternal life apart from the one who sacrificed on Calvary. Beyond that, Jesus was also making a statement concerning his divine nature. He does more than give life. He is life, and therefore death has no ultimate power over him. Jesus confers this spiritual life on those who believe in him, so that they share his triumph over death. Believers in Jesus will experience resurrection because, having the life Jesus gives, it is impossible for death to defeat them. Now, for the 10 verses for our meditation today. 1. John 11 verses 25 to 26, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Jesus' words in this passage offer a clear promise of eternal life for those who believe in him. This should inspire us to trust in Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross as the means of our salvation. 2. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is one of the most well-known and widely quoted verses in the Bible. It emphasizes the love of God for humanity. It highlights the importance of faith in Christ. And it also underscores the concept of perishing. Without belief in Jesus, we are all destined to perish and be separated from God. However, through faith, we can have eternal life and be reconciled to the Father. 3. Luke 24 verses 6 to 7. He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, "The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." The disciples initially struggled to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead, but their faith was eventually strengthened by his appearances to them. The passage highlights the importance of trusting in Jesus and his resurrection as the key to salvation and eternal life. And we have to do so based on the testimony of others. 4. Romans 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ did not wait for us to repent. He did not wait for us to get right. He did not even wait for us to believe. While we were yet sinners, he died. If God loved us while we were still sinners, then we should extend that same love to others, even those who may not deserve it. We can seek to love and serve others selflessly, just as God has loved and served us. 5. 1 Peter 2 verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Because Jesus bore our sins on the cross, we are called to die to sin and live for righteousness. This should inspire us to pursue a life of holiness and obedience to God. 6. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. This verse contrasts the consequences of Adam's sin with the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. Through Adam's sin, death entered the world, and all people are subject to death. But through Christ's death and resurrection, all people have the opportunity to be made alive and to receive eternal life. The phrase "all will be made alive" suggests that the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection are available to all people, not just a select few. 7. 1 John 3 verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. This verse emphasizes the sacrificial nature of love. Just as Jesus laid down his life for us, we are called to lay down our lives for others. This sacrificial love is a key characteristic of the Christian faith. The verse also shows the connection between love and action. Love is not just a feeling or an emotion, it is something that we demonstrate through our actions. Just as Jesus demonstrated his love for us through his sacrificial death on the cross, we are called to demonstrate our love for others through our actions. 8. 1 Peter 1 verse 3, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The opening phrase of the verse, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, emphasizes the greatness and majesty of God and invites us to worship and praise him for his mercy and love. It can inspire us to hope. The phrase living hope emphasizes the dynamic, life-changing power of the hope that we have in Christ. This should inspire us to live with confidence and optimism, knowing that our future is secure in him. 9. Romans 8 verse 11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Just as the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit can give life to our mortal bodies. This underscores the important role that the Holy Spirit plays in the Christian life. The Holy Spirit must be present and active in our lives in order for us to experience the fullness of God's power and grace. 10. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. The phrase "the new creation has come" suggests that through faith in Jesus, we have the opportunity to experience a new life, free from the burdens of our old sinful nature. This should inspire us to seek a closer relationship with Christ and to strive for holiness and obedience. The phrase "the old has gone" suggests that through Christ, we have the opportunity to let go of our past mistakes and failures and to start anew. This should inspire us to let go of the past and to embrace the new life that Christ has given us.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. Comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
After presenting himself as the resurrection and the life, Jesus asks Martha an all-important question, "Do you believe this?" May Martha's answer be ours as well, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, who is the resurrection and the life. Help us to trust in him and to live our lives in a way that reflects his love and grace. May his resurrection power fill us with hope and confidence, knowing that he has overcome death and that we too will share in his victory." That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.